Roll VTA.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1
key VTA.
And cue announcer.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
Ready, 2. 2, cue Howard.
Good evening. Today is Wednesday, September the 24th, and this is my last broadcast. Yesterday, I announced on this program that I was going to commit public suicide, admittedly an act of madness. Well, I'll tell you what happened. I just ran out of bullshit.
All right, cut him off.
Leave him on.
Am I still on the air?
If this is how he wants to go out, this is how he
goes. I don't know any other way to say it, except that I just ran out of bullshit.
Yeah. Look, Mr. Schumacher's right here. Do you want to talk to him?
Bullshit is all the reasons we give for living. And if we can't think of any reasons of our own, we always have the God bullshit.
Holy Mary, Mother of Christ.
We don't know why Tom, what is going through all this pointless pain, humiliation, and decay, so there better be someone somewhere who does know. That's the God bullshit.
He's saying that life is like bullshit, and it is. So what are you screaming bullshit about?
Man is a noble creature that can order his own world. Who needs God? Well, if there's anybody out there that can look around this demented slaughterhouse of a world we live in and tell me that man is a noble creature, believe me, that man is full of bullshit.
What's so goddamn funny?
I can't help it, Harry. It's funny.
I don't have anything.
Thanks. This is going out live to 67 affiliates.
I don't have any kids.
Leave him on.
And I was married for 33 years of shrill, shrieking fraud.
Mr. Hackett's trying to get through to you.
Tell Mr. Hackett to go fuck himself.
So I don't have any bullshit left. I just ran out of it, you see.
We blew it, man. We lost it.
Shut up.
We unraveled in the face of the enemy.
It's not our fault. They pulled the mind scramble on us. They opened their eyes and talked.
Sir, I'll give you 3 farthings, young lady. Oh, well. Whoopsie daisy.
Don't you know, but don't
give me a lift. It's too hot to be walking. People die out of here, you know. Ah, come on, you're not still upset over that little love tap, are you? Come on, lad, come on, get in.
Say, what happened to your hand?
Accident.
Oh, you gotta be more careful, I know. I guess we've never been introduced proper. Jake McKenna.
Bobby Cooper.
Oh, Bobby Cooper, huh? What brings you to Superior, Bobby?
Car overheated?
No. Daryl taking good care of you, is he?
Daryl's dumb as a sack of hammers.
Yeah, he sure is a character. Where you headed?
California.
Oh, California. You live there?
No, I got work. No man with a boat wants me to sail it for him.
Oh, you're a sailor man, are you? Oh, that'd be the life, huh? Just get on a boat and sail away. You know, man could pretty well disappear like that.
Hey, McKenna, about your wife. If I'd known she was married, I'd be...
Married? Nah. Wouldn't have made a difference to you, not what? Not a whit. You know why? Because you're a man without scruples.
Hey, man.
Oh, I can smell it on you. Hey. Yeah, that's the sweat of a man that hasn't an honest bone in his body. Now, don't be offended, lad. Man who's got no ethics is a free man. Do as he pleases. I envy you that. Besides, a woman with her looks and a man my age, I mean, what was I to expect? Women can't live with him, can't live without him.
Can't live with him, can't shoot him.
Can't shoot him. I bet you she just had you hard as a rock, just wiggling her ass in your face. I bet you just wanted to pull her pants down and hog her out. And then I'd come busting in like a wild bear. Oh, I can tell you got a temper on you. I bet you just wanted to...
Oh, I bet you just wanted to...
Snap her neck, huh? I bet you just wanted to kill her. Would you?
Would I what?
Would you kill her?
Why would I kill her?
Because I'm just sick and tired of goddamn little games. Because you could do it, goddammit. You could do it just away in that boat. No one ever see you again. And listen, boy, I got a $50,000 life insurance policy. And I would be more than happy to give the man who does her in a good chunk of it.
Ken, I've done some things. I'm gonna murder her.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, how do you know if you never tried, huh?
It's a joke. Right, you're trying to rattle me, right?
Yeah. That's right. It's nothing but a joke. That's all. Enjoy your stay, lad.
In a western town, down wild. out the Eastern boys and Western girls. Western town, the dead and wild. Eastern boys, Western girls. Western girls. Western girls. Gold. Someone stands in every door, and if they speak, they break the law. Ask a question, blank faces, read the news and turn the pages. Watch them play a different game, and no one knows your name. No one knows your name. No one knows your name. West End Girls. You got a heart of glass or a heart of stone? Just you wait till I get you home. Got no future, we've got no past. Here today, built to last in every city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Finland Station. And a western town of Denver.
But as long as I'm going to be promoting this fight myself, I want a lot more pressure put on for a rematch.
Hey, we can get the same money for the two top contenders. Why go after Balboa? Why?
Because there's still a lot of people out there that think he won. There's a lot of people out there accusing me of having the fight fixed, accusing me of being a fake and insulting my kids at school. That's why.
You want to hear the truth?
Yeah, I want to hear the truth.
The truth is that last time he was damn lucky. Now he's all finished. I mean, he's been hanging around doing nothing for 6 months. And any trainer worth anything wouldn't have nothing to do with him. Now I say, let's go after some new meat. Forget this bum.
You think I beat him the last time, do you?
You got the decision.
Man, I won, but I didn't beat him. What are you afraid of, Tony?
Honest?
Yeah, honest.
He's all wrong for us, baby. I saw you beat that man like I never saw no man get beat before, and the man kept coming after you. And we don't need that kind of man in our life.
Thank you. Look, you're in charge of my public relations, right? I want a whole new campaign started. I want something done publicly to bring this man out. I want something done to jar at this man's pride. I want something done to get the people around him talking. All right?
You realize if we use this humiliation tactic, you're setting yourself up as the bad guy.
Look, man, whatever gets him in the ring.
It's for you.
Entering the ring. And here we go! Right hands for the Rock! Right hands for the Game!
Oh no!
Oh, Hellacious fight is underway! Triple H going for the ride!
Uh-oh! Look at this!
What the hell?
They're out!
It's X-Pac and Road Dogg!
They've escaped!
X-Pac and Road Dogg! Here comes Torrey!
And
they're Shane McMahon!
The
Rock!
Vince!
Briscoe!
will crush the Rock's skull.
It's a man for the Rock.
Oh, hell, this is heinous. It will take a heinous bastard to do this.
Well, that's what Triple H is.
What elevation. Continues. These two men are going to annihilate each other.
Where are they going?
Triple H face first.
Rock, what are you doing?
The Rock.
Rock, wait a minute. It's a man of Rock.
The Rock is throwing the monitors. Oh, the Triple H just knew the Rock in the ring bell. More right hands. Oh, God almighty.
Wait, what are you going to do?
Somebody's going to be destroyed here.
He's got a pedigree of the Rock!
Pedigree on this damn table! Wait, no! Oh, no!
Oh,
bro!
Oh, what about
him? For the love of God, the Rock bottom all the way to people's hell!
Oh, my God!
The WWE champion has been brought to hell!
Fantastic fly side, who ride? That's why I back my 45.
and then you die. Still trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange? Ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't eat. And only down ass niggas can ride with me. Hop, 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 if I quickly down the block. Stay sucker free and keep the busters off your jock. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna know. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying, ain't nobody worrying, everybody's trying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. What you gonna do when the five roll by? You better be ready so you can ride.
Like I've always said, if you want to find something weird, you have to go downtown.
Van Dam going up top. Van Dam, five star, five star, this Sunday, that man, The Undertaker, with all his pride and that mean streak, will defend the undisputed title in a triple threat match against The Rock and Kurt Angle. The Undertaker, The Rock, and Angle. Three men, one match.
And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. The will of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nicer shorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Sang the swell through the streets like the crust of the sun of you, dear brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark, and we were calm, hanging out with your 12 men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusion. Stone, he was wax, so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old, and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor. The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the Moon Boys, the Bewley Brothers. With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here, but he can't sing about that. Now the dress is hung, the ticket pawned, the factor max that proved the fact is melted down, woven on the edging of my pillow. And my brother lays upon the rocks, he could be dead, he could be not, he could be you. He's chameleon, comedian, Corinthian, and caricature. Shooting up high in the sky, Bewley Brothers. In the feeble in the bad, Bewley Brothers. In the blessed and cold, in the crutch hungry dark, was where we played our mark. Oh. Kings of oblivion, we were so turned on in the mind war pavilion.
Buy me price and take me by, I'm starving for me gravy. Leave my shoes and door unlocked, I might just slip away. just for the night. Aye, aye, please come alive. Aye, just for the night. Aye, please come alive.
Grown to a young man.
He's had a happy childhood. It's the advantage of a strong body and a handsome face. What more could any mortal desire or deserve?
And what of my son, Calibos?
His crimes are unforgivable.
Be merciful to him. Show pity.
Impossible. Calibos had every advantage. You, as patron goddess of the rich city of Joppa, have spoiled and indulged him since birth. You gave him the wells of the moon to rule, and what has he done? Hunted and destroyed every living creature. He's trapped and killed my sacred herd of flying horses, and now only the stallion Pegasus remains. Your son must therefore be punished.
No, I beg you, be merciful.
He will become abhorrent to human sight. He'll be shunned and forced to live as an outcast in the swamps and marshes. He'll be transformed to a mortal mockery, a shameful mark of his vile cruelty. This is my final judgment.
No, I implore you. He is to marry the princess Andromeda. He would rule all Joppa and Phoenicia.
Let the princess look upon him now.
Be comforted. He may change his mind.
Had it been his own child, Perseus, he would have forgiven him. But for my son Calibos, there is to be no mercy, no hope.
And no marriage with the Princess Andromeda.
How can there be now?
Yet if my son is not to marry her, then no man will. My
this is so cold, Mama, I'm coming home. one more fucking song, but you gotta go extra, 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 extra fucking crazy! Is that a fucking deal? Is that a deal? I ain't gonna carry on until I can hear every motherfucker in this building. Come on!
Find any mob bosses?
Well, Sergeant.
Oh, it's Lieutenant now. He really started something. Bent cops running scared. Hope on the streets.
But
the Narrows is lost. Well, we still haven't picked up Crane or half the inmates of Arkham that he freed.
We will. We can bring Gotham back.
What about Escalation?
Escalation?
If we start carrying semi-automatics, they buy automatics. We start wearing Kevlar. They buy armor-piercing rounds. And you're wearing a mask. Jumping off rooftops. Now take this guy. Armed robbery, double homicide. Got a taste for the theatrical, like you. Leaves a calling card.
I'll look into it.
I never said thank you.
And you'll never have to.
Ah!